Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dyke-Ewood Mills. Dyke-Ewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 2,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dyke-Ewood Mills.
This evening, I want to share with you on a very important subject I call stages of honor and stages of dishonor. Stages of honor and stages of dishonor. Should I start with stages of honor, or I should start with stages of dishonor? All right. Turn with me to 2 Kings chapter 3. 2 Kings chapter number 3. Now, stages of honor. Stage 1. Fantastic. Are you being blessed? You are being blessed because you are thinking about the topic. Yes. And the topic is stages of honor and stages of dishonor. And I believe these stages will be a blessing to you for the rest of your days. Amen. Amen. Now, why do I call it stages of honor? Because you may honor someone, or you may honor God, but you may not honor the person at a certain level. So it is very important that we learn about honoring, because the Bible tells us that if you honor, you will be honored, and if you despise, God will lightly esteem you. Are you with me? Yes. God will lightly esteem you. Amazing. When I start giving you the points, it's going to go very fast. But I'm going slowly now so that you can catch up. All right? Do you understand me? Beautiful. Stage number one. Stages of honor. The first stage of honor is to acknowledge or notice someone. Amen. Is to do what? Acknowledge or notice someone. Amen. Is to acknowledge or notice someone. Amazing. Did you find 2 Kings? Hmm? chapter 3 and verse number 11. And I want somebody to read it for us. Somebody get a microphone and read it for us. Yes?
2 Kings chapter 3 and verse 11.
From verse 11 downwards.
But Jehoshaphat said, "Is there not here a prophet of the Lord that we may inquire of the Lord by him?" And one of the king of Israel's servants answered and said, "Here is Elisha, the son of Shaphat, which poured water on the hands of Elijah." Mm. Verse 12. And Jehoshaphat said, "The word of the Lord is with him." So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat and the king of Edom went down with him. Verse 13. And Elisha said unto the king of Israel, "What have I to do with thee? Get thee to the prophets of thy father and to the prophets of thy mother." And the king of Israel said unto him, "Nay, for the Lord hath called these three kings together to deliver them into the hand of Moab." Verse 14. And Elisha said, "As the Lord of hosts liveth, before whom I stand, surely, were it not that I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, I would not look toward thee nor see thee."
Mm.
15.
I would not look toward thee nor see thee. I wouldn't see you. You get it? Carry on.
Verse 15. But now bring me a minstrel. And it came to pass when the minstrel played that the hand of the Lord came upon him.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, Founders Day is approaching. And Founders Day is approaching. And people have feel that they must honor me. So I want to teach you about honor. That honor is in stages. Yeah. To help you to honor your parents, to honor God, to honor God's servants, and to generally how to show honor. That's why I'm sharing with you stages of honor. And then I'll share with you stages of dishonor, if there is time. All right? So, now, he said, if it had not been for Jehoshaphat, I wouldn't even see you. I wouldn't notice you. You get what I'm saying? So, you see that is verse 14. He says, if it was 2 Kings 3, 14, I wouldn't look toward you, and if I made the mistake of looking in your direction, I wouldn't see you. So, here we see that when you notice someone's presence, you have honored the person. So, if, for instance, a dignitary was to come here, you know, and we say, "Oh, we have in our midst brother so-and-so. Can you stand up and greet us or come on stage and say hello?" Or even, we just acknowledge that you are here. We have shown the person some honor by noticing that he is here. You get what I'm trying to say? Yes. So, it may sound extreme, you know, when you look at your lives or our lives, that this is a very low level of honor, is to notice someone. Do you see? If the government notices the presence of certain people in the country, like if it notices successful people, people who do things, it shows that they are even honoring success or honoring hard work. Right? Unfortunately, when people are successful and if you belong to another party, you end up having a lot of court cases and so many things. You get it. More problems. To have been successful is a problem. To have been successful rather than being honored. Are you with me?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, when you are going to do certain things in your life and you don't even notice or acknowledge, you get it, the presence of someone, like for instance, if you do something in your life, like build a house or achieve something, and you don't notice God even. You get what I'm saying? Which a lot of people do. They don't even notice that there is God or even that there is a pastor. You know, it shows your lack of respect for the church or for God. Yes. There are some people, if they receive an appointment or they receive a promotion or whatever, they, one of the things that is in their consciousness is God, the church, the pastor. It shows their respect for the church, for God, for the pastor, for the work of God. But for some people, it's not part of their psyche. And that God is a major part, that you notice God's input, would make you pay tithes. Because you notice God's presence. But as you prosper and as you move on, it's like, oh, no tithe, no nothing. It shows you don't notice God. You don't acknowledge his existence and his presence. And that's the lowest form of respect. So you see that in Europe today, which is actually recent, I have a picture in 1956 of nurses kneeling down in Leeds to pray before they start work. Yes, kneeling down for nurses. It's just 1956. They were a very prayerful. It's not this new, this current group of Europeans are the atheists. This is the atheist, godless generation. It's just a few years. It's not how Europe has been. Europe has been one of the most Christianized, Bible-believing, ardent faith section of the world. So, today, they do not believe. I was in at NASA, the space agency. I stood there under the rocket. Yes, the rocket that went to the moon. Yes, went to the moon. The capsule that they slept, they lay in, that's at the top. I went into it. And you see the shuttle that has gone to space and come so many times. It's there. And they have seen so many things. You know, they have one telescope they sent to space. It's called the Hubble telescope. 353 miles away, which is beyond the atmosphere, out in space. And it's looking at things. And they have seen more things than they've ever seen before. And then now, what do you call it? They have a new telescope. They are launching it this year. It's called the Webb telescope. That one is going that 900 and something thousand miles into space, and it's looking to see more things they've never seen before. And what it is that you see light. Our students would just light. Light is in sections. Electromagnetic waves, gamma rays, X-rays, infrared rays. So there are different sections, ultraviolet. So you have only the part we see is this one. But now they can see this. So they've seen more things. More. That they, you can't see them. When they put that skeleton, you see stars and other things. Formations in the dark. Because it's dark, you know, out there it's dark. But they, not a word of God. God, no. Say, I will not see you. That's what Elisha told. He said, I wouldn't see you. Even when I see you, I won't see you. It's very serious. It's a level of dishonor. Yes. High level of dishonor. There's nothing like God. I don't notice God in anything that I do. And actually, what they are even saying makes you see that you need faith to believe that there is no God. Like you actually need to be a man of faith. A man of faith to believe that there is no God. Because how can it be? All right? So make sure at least stage one, the acknowledging. Do you see? The acknowledging. If, for instance, you have a wedding and then you make a speech, you acknowledge, oh, thank this, acknowledge this, acknowledge this. You're showing honor to certain people that have been something to you. You get it? So just to see and acknowledge, like, is it even, I wouldn't look, what did he say? I will not look toward. So I don't want to go in your direction. But even if my eye went, I wouldn't see you. Because this man was worshipping another god. And Elijah was not interested in what he was doing. But it was because of Jehoshaphat, who was the king of Judah. You know, Israel was divided into two, Judah and Israel. Judah was one tribe, Judah. Then the Israel was the other 11 tribes. So the king of Judah was Jehoshaphat. It was divided. Only David, Solomon, and Rehoboam ruled over the whole of Israel. After that, it was divided. So that's why in the kings, you keep on seeing the name. And this king was a king of Israel. He ruled over this. And this was this. You can't even understand. But it is one of Judah, one of Israel, one of Judah, one of Israel. Like that, to the end. Yeah. So this one, well, the two of them were there. They came together. It's like, we are both kings. Let us go and see. But Jehoshaphat was a believer. And the other one was a Baal worshipper. So he said that because you are a Baal worshipper, I will not acknowledge you. I will not look in your direction. And even if I look, I won't see you. So when it is that they don't recognize the church, yeah, then it means they don't respect the church. They don't have to come and give an offering to the church to show that you recognize the church. Yes. You see, you think that giving an offering to somebody is to respect the person. There is more to it. Stage one, to acknowledge. Stage two, the second stage of honor is to listen to someone gladly. Yeah. Mark 12:34. And when Jesus saw that, he answered discreetly and said unto him, thou art not far from the kingdom of God. And after that, no one durst ask him any question. And Jesus answered and said, while he taught in the temple, how say the scribes that Christ is the son of David? For David himself said by the Holy Ghost, the Lord said to my Lord, sit down on my right hand while I make thine enemies thy footstool. And verse 37, David therefore himself calleth him Lord. And whence is he then his son? It was an argument he was making. But notice the last part. And the common people heard him gladly. And the common people heard him gladly. Amen. When you listen to someone gladly, you are showing the person honor or respect. When you listen to someone happily and eagerly, you're showing the person respect. So, when I preach in the First Love Church, the people hear me gladly. So, when you honor someone, you get honor. So, that's honor. I've spoken to people about debts, about mortgages. They didn't hear me gladly. They rejected. If I get to the stages of dishonor, you see it progresses in the same way. Yeah. So when you listen to me gladly, you are honoring me. Not an offering. See, and it was the common people who respect. The others, I'll show you the stages of dishonor in the ministry of Jesus. The last one ending up with them attacking him physically. Yes. That's how it ended up. But it was not the Pharisees who listened to him gladly. They were so angered at us. But this group, the common people, they had him gladly. So that is why when you are with someone and a person is talking and you are on your phone, you get what I'm saying? Or you will seem to be distracted with other important things. It's not a sign of honor. It ministers, there are other important things. You know, there are people communicating and people are going on. So you in the house are a fly. You, the one who is around in the car or the house or wherever, you are a fly of no importance. So we are checking the important people and responding to important things.
Teaching.
Well, I don't know if you like my message, but I like it. I like my own message. I like my own message. If you are soaking in whatever on the television and somebody comes in and it's like the person is a fly of no importance. On the phone, of no importance. Whatever is around is of no importance. So where I have control, I don't have control everywhere, but where I have control, I not allow that in my presence. I'm not allergic, but I disallow it. Yes, because it's not respectful to me.
Thank you.
That's what I'm talking. So, yeah, you say what? What do you say? Oh, okay. So, okay, I've got a foreign call. I've got a foreign call. Kabashakala yadala. Yeah. Are you listening? Yeah. So when you go home and you want to show honor to whoever is in the house with you, one of the ways is not about giving the person an offering and saying, get off your damn phone. I don't care if you don't like what I'm saying. I really don't, because I like what I'm saying. I like what I'm saying. The common people are hearing me gladly. I said the common people are hearing me gladly. Yeah. Yes. You can't even have 2 seconds to pay attention. Common people are licking it up. Wow. They're amazed. They're impressed. Being impressed is a way of showing someone honor. Being interested in what is being said. Even going further to ask a question about what is being said is a sign of showing the person honor. I don't really know. I don't mind if you don't like the things that I'm saying. I don't really mind. I'm entering bedrooms. places. I'm entering certain rooms. I'm entering cars. Put down the damn phone. And listen gladly to whatever is going on. The common people heard him gladly.
Teaching. I love it.
Yes. So, these are all stages of honor. Do you think I would, if I was talking to the president, I'm just sending this. It's very important. It's important, my nose and your nose. It's a foreign call. Okay, sit down. Stage three. The third stage of honor is in changing your behavior and being in subjection. So as to limit my points, I'm joining two, because there are really two points. Change your behavior or being in subjection. Now notice, Leviticus 19 verse 30. You shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord. You shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary. You see, keeping the Sabbaths and reverencing the sanctuary are combined more than once in the Bible. It shows respect by keeping the Sabbaths and behaving in a particular way towards the sanctuary. You can either consider it as keeping the Sabbath, reverence the sanctuary, or keep your Sabbath and show respect to my sanctuary. Obviously, involving some modification of behavior. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 8 to 9. If you be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are you bastards and not sons. If you are never blasted, you are not a real son or a daughter. If you are without chastisement, that means you are without blasting. Yes. Or you don't understand the English. Is it without chastisement? Is the dictionary man alive? I don't know if he's alive, because the last service he seemed to have gone unconscious. Huh? He's still looking for the word. What word were we looking for? Spooky. Have you found spooky? I think we should ponder. I don't know whether... Is it an art student who is out there? As a science student? Okay. Now, furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection? You see, Shall we not rather more be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? You see, because what he's saying here is that you had human fathers and you respected them. So should we not much rather be in subjection or show respect to the Father of spirits? You see, so showing respect is the same as being in subjection. Yes. So when you are in subjection to your leader, you are honoring the leader.
Correct.
That's honor.
Yes.
If I say ABC and you are in subjection to it, do you understand? You flow with it. You've changed your behavior. Just because you are in subjection to my leadership, that's honor. It's not an offering. You see, people show a lot of dishonor and disrespect, but it has not been identified as disrespect. Yes. It has not been identified as dishonor, but it is dishonor. He says, shall we not rather be in subjection, okay, to the Father of spirits? We gave reverence. We gave honor to humans. Should we not give honor to God? And what is the honor to God? Subjection. And live. So being in subjection, if I say come on Tuesday and you are in subjection, it shows your honor. And somebody may be asking, but you cry, but when the man says come, you come. When he says go, you go. When they say do this, you do this. How can it be? And that is why it is important to be married to somebody who is equally in subjection. Yes, to the same authority, because there's going to be difficulty anyway. So, I mean, there are many people that have asked me to intervene in their marriages. And I've said, you know, I can't. I can only talk to one side, because this side listens to me. Depending on who, either the man or the woman, depending. The one who is subject to me. The one who would change his behavior out of respect to me. Yeah. There are people that would even be divorced, and I say, you can't divorce.
Yeah.
You can't divorce again.
Yeah.
And that will be the end of it, because they are in subjection to what I'm saying. I say, you can't do it. Go back. Go back home. Go back to the house.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes.
Go back to the house and submit yourself there.
Be in subjection.
Yeah, they are in subjection. But when I cannot sense that kind of respect, then I would not. You see, there are things you must know. You know, in Luke, I think 23, Jesus was speaking to Pontius Pilate. He said, look, if I tell you, you will not believe. And number two, if I answer, you will not let me go. You get what I'm saying? Intina, I'm quiet. Yes. He says, if I tell you, you will not believe. And then the next one. And if I also ask you, you will not answer me, nor let me go. So what is the point? Yeah. If I ask you, you will not answer, and you will not let me go. Verse 67, it says, if I tell, you say, about the Christ, tell us. And he said, if I tell, you will not believe. And then verse 68, and if I also ask you, you will not answer me. If I also ask you, you will not answer me. No, you will not also let me go. So there's no point in talking to you. Watch out when people stop talking to you. Stop advising you. Stop saying anything. Stop saying anything about anything anymore. Verse 69. Verse 69. Put the 69 there. 69. Hereafter shall the Son of the Man sit on the right hand of the power of God. You just made some mysterious statement. What is the power of God? Where is the Son of Man? Son of Man. He just called himself Son of Man again. If I tell you, will not believe. If I answer, you will not. If I ask you, you will not answer. You will not let me go either. Nothing will change. So I will not also. So it's not everybody who is in subjection who is worthy of your comment on this matter. If I tell you, you won't listen. It's true. So when you see someone that's not honor you, you stay back. And you always quote that scripture. If I tell you, you will not believe. If I ask you, you will not answer. And you will not let me. No comment. Just I have nothing to say about anything anymore. You just say, oh, wow, you are blessed. Or it's powerful. That is honor. You see, you may think everybody who sits in church respects you. But you see the respect at different stages. Yeah, it's a journey. A time can see, there are things we do naturally based on your nature. You know, everybody's nature makes him do things naturally. Like if you're a phlegmatic, you may more naturally submit and flow. Just get along. You are easygoing. But when it comes to something, when you say, do this, you say that you can't go. Because your things have come. You get what I'm saying? Or you don't get what I'm saying? So it's in stages. Yes, it's against your nature. That's where we see whether you are in subjection. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Because now your nature has come up. So whether you are in subjection. Yes. Are you still around? What is stage one of honor? Acknowledging the existence. Yes, noticing and acknowledging the existence of a person. And number two is what? Yeah, listen to someone gladly. And what is stage three of honor? Changing your behavior or being in subjection. I mean, when Joseph was called from the dungeon, someone who has not bathed or shaved, he had a beard, he looked like a terrorist. The Bible says that he shaved when he was going to see the king. He shaved. He adjusted himself and adjusted something to show that I have to present myself. Hey. And a lot of people, the only presentation you are concerned about is the one you are doing in church with the hair on your head that is looking good. But there are other sectors and departments which need proper Josephic behaviors. Stage number four. Stage four of honor. Are you sure you want to know all the stages? Stage number four of honoring someone is to honor. The fourth stage of honor is to receive the agents, the emissaries, and the servants of the person you honor. Is to receive the agents, the emissaries, and the servants of a person, of the person or a person you honor. When you receive somebody that I have sent, or you see somebody that I have chosen to work with, whether I am a stupid man or a fool, but that is the person that I have chosen to work with. Your way to respect me is to respect that person that it seems I am mad enough to choose to work with. I hope you understand what I'm saying. Because that is my choice. You see, when God chooses his servants, he's not looking for your approval. Yeah. God chooses people that people don't. I mean, if you look through the world, you see God choosing different countries, huh? Benin is Palestinian or Israeli. He calls himself an Israeli, but there are Arabs in Israel. He grew up in Haifa. Yeah. Young Gicho is a Korean. Derek Prince is an Englishman. Bonke is a German. David Oyedepo is a Nigerian. Me, I'm a Ghanaian. I wouldn't want to put myself in such high groups, please. Kenneth Hagin is an American. I know I'm looking for different countries. Bishop Moses Sono is South African. Dr. Mohan is an Indian, 65,000 members in the church. Yes. In India. I mean, God chooses it. So if you don't like it, I mean, it's your problem, man. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. You have to get used to dealing with who God chooses to send. And your dealings with those people reveal your respect. Because the person might have some thoughts to choose that person. So the thoughts of the person in choosing that person is what you are respecting. So, wow. It's like somebody's choosing his wife. I've chosen my wife. What do you mean? So, oh, Charlie, no fine. What do you mean, no fine? Fine, no fine. I don't get that point. Oh, no, she should have been fairer, you know, because fair, I would. Please. You choose your own. You can't tell me, my wife, no fine. It's fine for me. Beauty lies in the eyes of the beholder, said the elephant as he stooped to kiss the pig. So when the elephant was bending down to kiss the pig, I love you. People were wondering, why is the elephant kissing the pig? And the elephant said, look, beauty lies in the eyes of the beholder. I am the one seeing the pig. I say, it's nice to me. Look at how pink he is. Look at how black I am. Look at how pink he is. Look at how cute he is. Wow, very portable. Very, very soft and juicy. I like the pig. Kalabasha. Get used to the people God sends. And get used to the people that people choose. Luke chapter 20 verse 9. Look at it. Beautiful. Beautiful. Luke chapter 20 verse 9. Then he began to speak a parable. A certain man planted a vineyard and let it forth to husbandmen. Husband is an old word for farmer. And went into a far country for a long time. And at the season he sent a servant to the husbandman. And that he should give him some fruit of the vineyard. But the husbandman beat him and sent him away empty. Okay? Then he sent another servant and they beat him also and treated him shamefully. So which is the opposite of respect? Shame is the opposite of honor. So they treated him shamefully and sent him away empty. But look at the next one. Verse 12. Then he sent a third one and they wounded him also and cast him out. Now watch what's going to happen. Verse 13. Then said the Lord, what shall I do? I will send my beloved son that it may be that they will reverence. They will show respect. You see, this is all that is expected of people who are sent to you or you have to deal with. It may be that they will reverence. So when God sent me to you, you see, it may be that you would reverence me. It may be that you would respect me. It may be that you will reverence him. You see, this is what it is. When God sends somebody to you, he's watching so that it may be that they will respect the person. Yes. Which is often, it doesn't happen that way. Yes. It may be that they will reverence him. Amen. Amen. It may be that they will reverence him. So that is, you see, and who are they going to reverence? Like the person who's been sent. The start from verse 9 again. What does verse 9 say? Verse 9. A certain man, you see, this is the man who traveled for a long time and was sending people. So it may be that they will reverence the Son when he sends the Son. Verse 13. Yes, it may be when they reverence him, when they see him, they will reverence him. So you have to be careful. If God chose a woman like Catherine Kuhlman, Charlie, you may not like women preachers, but if you want to deal with miracle power, in fact, when I wanted to learn about miracle power, I chose Catherine Kuhlman. I believe in choosing men of God to follow them. Choose this person, follow the person. You are carrying what the person is carrying. That's what I do. So I chose Catherine Kuhlman. I'm going to follow. But then the Holy Spirit told me I should not follow Catherine Kuhlman. I should follow Benny Hinn. Oh, yes. And I mean, I understood why later, because there's more to learn from Benny Hinn even than Catherine Kuhlman, because she didn't allow videos, she didn't allow recordings of all her services. She didn't allow all those things. She had only 3 videos. So it would be difficult to learn from her. But she didn't want cameras to disturb the miracle time. It's not a show, it's a miracle service. And, you know, no one I know, including Benny Hinn, nobody that I know, Benny Hinn himself says, he said, if Catherine Kuhlman was alive, he would serve her up till today. Wow. Yes. There is nobody I know on earth, and in fact, since creation began, that I've read of miracles in the order of Catherine Kuhlman. And that's apart from Jesus. I'm sure there are, but I'm saying what I know, what I've read. And it's a woman. Yes, it's a woman. So you may reverence. You say, let me send my Son. Maybe they will reverence or they will treat. So when God sends me to you, say, maybe you will handle me with reverence, and you would handle me. Not when I'm in a coffin and I'm dead, and you see my coffin going this way. You say, no, God forbid. Yeah. There is very, sometimes when I look at people having funerals, I laugh to myself. You know, every time I see something memorial, I see that, you know, when somebody dies, the person becomes so precious. And you really want to do something to let the person stay. But I laugh in my head, because it's not easy to make somebody stay around when the person is gone. Yeah, it's not easy. It's gone. They'll try to be flowers, to make a grave, do something, make the funeral last for some days, spend the laying instead. When Professor Mills died, he's finished. He's gone. Yes. Yes. Libraries and things that are being built in his honor, so they are all uncompleted projects lying somewhere. Yes, if you want to honor somebody, you got a chance. About when people die, people really rise up to try. He said, when I send my Son, maybe they will treat this person with a lot of respect, really handle the person carefully. I can show you pastors are not being treated with respect. And even now, with the people always try to make fun of pastors all the time. But you have to be careful. You have to be very careful. Even if you don't believe in what somebody is doing, you have to be careful. Treat them careful. Be careful. Be careful. Handle with care. Because you may touch. And you'll find out that you are touching a prick. Like Paul was beating Christians. Why? I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. I am Jesus. They were not even pastors. I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the prick. That means that a man of God is a thorn. He's a nail. When you kick him, you kick a nail. And your leg may be amputated. Back to my Luke 20 scriptures. Back. I'm on stage 4. They will reference him. Verse 14. But when the husbandmen saw him, they reasoned. You see, be careful when you are reasoning about men of God. Oh, at this age, he's a choleric, he's a man, he's a this, he's a that, he likes this, 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 that, that. He's old now, he's changed, he's like this. He's, be careful with your reasonings. The reasoning will let you go away from. Try not to be too reasoning when you are reverencing God's servant, because reasoning too much with Jesus is what made them not able to receive from him. They said, ah, is it not Mary's son? Is it not this? Is it not Joseph? Is it not that? Is it not this? Too much reasoning will not let you reverence. Because you will come to a certain unfortunate conclusion that, oh, Padinu, you'll be calling me Paddy. You'll be calling, oh, Dad, oh, don't mind him. Dad, oh, Dagito, oh, Dad, oh, Dad. But if I was dead, then you may say, this is the man who did this, he built that, he did this, he did that. So, wow. You see, but guess what? God is showing you to reverence now, not in the future. Yeah, you will say that this is a church founder, he's a founder, he's a this, a planter, he's this, he's this, he's this, he's this. This is the let us kill him that the inheritance may be ours. Why? Why do people dishonor people that God sends in stage four? Because they feel that when you dishonor, something rather comes to you. Say, oh, Pastor so and so is a failure, so I shine. Because I'm not like him. So I'm okay. They say like the inheritance will come to us. It's like some goodness will come to us as that person goes down. But it is not true. Any pastor who goes down affects all of us. Look, when they attacked Jim Baker and Jimmy Swaggart in America, what they don't realize is that today they wiped out all televangelists from America virtually. It's virtually off television now. Yeah, because what these two guys, they took them on. They wipe out. It's difficult for people to even do anything. And I mean, it's just among Christians that they keep talking to themselves, little bits to themselves. But it is no more. It was an attack on all. Yes, we blocked it all out. Where's my last verse? The last verse, 15. So they cast him out of the vineyard and killed him. What therefore shall the Lord of the vineyard do unto them? He shall come and destroy these husbandmen. So people who don't respect and don't honor God's servants, they are destroyed. Stage five. What is stage one? I can't hear you. Acknowledge or notice someone is the first stage of honor. Stage two of honor is to listen to someone gladly. How many are going to start listening to people gladly by putting away that dratted phone? Stage three. Change your behavior or to be in subjection. All right? So, and I mean, if the Bible tells wives to submit to their husband, the Bible doesn't say husbands should submit to their wives. It says we should all submit one to another, but it specifically says that wives to submit to their husband, specific. So it means they are to give him a certain honor. Yes. So that is one of the things that is needed. Always honor. But you see, when you marry like how you are marrying now, you are all colleagues. Actually, we are all in the same school. We are all the same age. I'm even older than you. But even the age difference is not much. We are all the center leaders. In fact, I'm an LP before you became. I was an LP before you became a P. K la ba sha pa la ba. Number four, to receive the agents, the emissaries, and the servants of the person that you claim that you honor. Number five, fifth stage of honor is to honor someone when he cannot see you honoring him, or he cannot hear you honoring him. This is a higher stage. He cannot see you, and he cannot hear you. Hey! Yeah? Matthew chapter 27. Matthew chapter 27. I'm going to go there myself. Matthew 27. Now, Jesus was on the cross, dying. Verse 50. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. Now, when he said yielded up the ghost, he gave up the spirit in him. Okay, the body said, no way, we can't stay here. The spirit said, I can't stay here again. The veil of the temple was torn. The graves were open. People came out of the graves. Centurion, watching the earthquake, they said, truly, this was the Son of God. Now, verse 55. Now, many women were there beholding afar off, which followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering unto him. They were all watching. You get it? Watch Jesus die. They were there when he died. A lot of women. Now, when we go to Israel, you understand this Galilee thing. Because the Galilee is a big thing in the death of Jesus Christ. Yes. If you remember, we'll come back to this, but I'm sure my gentleman up there is going to... Is Ajay around? Is he the one controlling the controls? I don't think so. The boys? He's the one. Okay, great. Yeah. Now, the Galilee is a big thing, and that's why I want you to know Galilee as different from Jerusalem. You get it? He says there were many women who followed Jesus from Galilee. So that's when you go somewhere, everybody wants to, we want to give you food. Jesus has brought his own Galilean women to come and serve him. It's not your work. Kabashaka. Now, it was a big thing when Jesus was arrested. Because when they tried to catch Peter, they said, you are also a Galilean. You see, he said, also a Galilean. And then they said that, and your tongue does testify, because you are speaking like a Galilean. Yes. He said, you are speaking like a Galilean. And your language or your tongue, your speech agreeth thereto. He said, thou art a Galilean. All of them were Galileans except Judas. Be careful when you are the odd one out. It can be a cause of temptation to you. Yes. Now, you wouldn't know these words Galilee until you go. When you go to Galilee, you see that it is like going to Kumasi. It's a different place. And like how you see Lake Bosom Trees, and then the Galilee, Lake of Galilee is there on its own. It's different. You take a motorway, you go, and you come to the, and all of them, Jesus' ministry was there. That was their ministry. So when Jesus was going to die on the cross, he had to intentionally go from Galilee to Jerusalem, where bad pastors were who would kill Jesus. Do you understand? Yeah. So he said, you are a Galilean. Are you not a Galilean? Yes. And thy speech agree thereto. Anyway, this is just by the side for our Israeli trip. Back to Matthew. Yes. Now, many women had followed Jesus from this same Galilee. Now they are in Jerusalem. When we go to Jerusalem, we go to the place where Jesus was crucified. So you see, this is where he was crucified, in Jerusalem, which is far from Galilee. It's a different place. Yes. And Galileans had come all the way to Jerusalem to see this whole thing happen, including the women who were also ministering to him. Verse 56. I'm talking about stage 5. when you honor someone when he cannot see you honoring him and he cannot hear you honoring him. Among which was Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of Zebedee's children. James and John, their mother was included. Don't be surprised if your mothers, your relatives and others join in the church. Yes. Verse 20:57. Come and see honor. When evening was come and Jesus' eyes were closed, he was no more on earth. Cannot see what anybody will be doing here. Now arrives a rich man of Arimathea named Joseph, who also himself was Jesus' disciple. Okay, now he's coming to honor Jesus. When Jesus, can a dead person see? No. You see, when a dead person is dying, you are even touching the person. He cannot see. It's like, you've not seen it before. It's like, cannot move. When you touch the person, cannot see. Verse 58, he went to Pilate and begged. He begged for the boy. I beg you. All I want is the body. Yeah. You see, I don't know. You see, he had not risen from the dead. Nobody knew he was going to rise from that. I mean, they didn't believe it. Because, Charlie, I mean, death is wild. When somebody is dead, like, it's not easy to believe that the person will ever come back. This is it. Now, this is honor when nobody can see you. He begged. Said, oh, for his body, I beg you. And then Pilate commanded the body to be delivered. When Joseph had taken it, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth. All this you can see. Whether it's a dirty cloth or a clean cloth, you cannot see it. Pastor, this man cannot see, but to me, somebody who has been beaten and mutilated, it is only a clean linen cloth that is good. See, he cannot see the wrapping. But you are doing it. Continue. And he laid it in his own new tomb. Whether it's old, whether it's new, whether it's in a baller, whether it's a mass grave, can he see? No. And he had hewn out in the rock and he rolled a great stone to the door and departed. And there was Mary Magdalene. Again, you see, people who honor where you cannot see. You see, in life, when people see you, say, oh, good evening. Oh, if you don't notice, even if you call on the phone, they don't know that it's you. Hello? Yeah, what's up? Oh, it's Bishop. Oh, Bishop. Oh, hello, Bishop. And the phone changes. The voice changes. The behavior changes. Now, the real honor is not when they know they are dealing with an important person. But when they know they cannot see, you cannot see them. That meeting you are having, that talking you are talking, that time, you know, the person can never hear what you are saying, cannot see what you are doing and what you are talking and how you are behaving, and you are honoring the person there. Yeah. In his absence. Yeah. One time I went for a camp somewhere and Bishop Duncan Williamson was there. He's the only camp he has ever been to with us. But you know, I usually mention his name in relation to so many things. But I suddenly felt I felt uncomfortable. Because I thought maybe this young man will think that because he's here, I'm mentioning his father's name. So as soon as we closed, I said, come. Let me explain something to you. Eh? You know, if you like, go and take the Makana and listen to it. You hear your father's name mentioned many times. It's not because you are here that I'm mentioning his name. I hope it's clear. He said, oh, I know. Honor is not honoring because somebody can see or somebody can hear and you are saying something nice and something wonderful and something great. Say, oh, Bishop, we are so honored that we are here to. You see them serving with glasses which are never used. Yes. Foods that are never seen in the household. You see some that day. Yes. Hey! Yes. Fried chicken lickings which the husband has never eaten for the last 40 years. Yes. Special plates. And special nice behavior. Yes. Special pleasantness. Yes. Bowing down. This is stage 5 of honor. Bowing down. Look,
I went somewhere to preach. When I finished preaching, a lady came to kneel down and serve me. I said, hey. So I asked, is it normal as you are kneeling down to serve? He said, well, this is what we do here. I said, well, I have to show my wife how to kneel down like this. Kneeling down in Zambia. They were kneeling down when they said they kneel down. I said, wow. Smiles you've never seen before. Good flow that you've never seen for years. They all come out. You see, it's not about, I mean, behaving in a certain way when certain people are around. You see, Arimathea with his white, clean cloth, his new tomb, and everything special and extra. Something nobody can see, special and extra. Not for show. That's why a lot of the young girls and people, ladies, when they get married, you have difficulty because you are just used to show. But the hair is also. You see, one day I will say, give me where I'm coming to pick her. And I will start clapping. Pick all the hair. Then you see. It's just a show. I'll hold it and I'll pull it. You see Sakura in the church. Sakura. Kayla Bashaka. Stage 5 of honor is where people don't see, but you are honoring. That soft voice, let it be in the house.
Thank you for
It's not a show voice. Oh, hello. Don't let me spit on you just now. I know some husbands who are hoping for visitors. So that the nice behavior will come, and the nice attitude, and the nice flow, and the nice glasses will be brought out, and the nice tables, and the nice show of table, and plates and other things. When I got married, I think it happened maybe once. I saw some visitors having some special glasses and special. I said, are these ones in the house? From today, this is for me. I am the Lord of Lords in my house. At least in this 4 square. Yes, because where do you have the opportunity to be a king? You are the master of ceremonies in your small room that you have. Yeah. Yes. At least you are the king of ants and cockroaches in your room. So that is stage 5. Wow. Am I showing you stages of honor? Yes, I'm showing you stages of honor. What is stage 1? Acknowledge or notice someone. Stage 2 is what? To do what? Someone, gladly. Stage 3 is what? Change your behavior or being in subjection to. Amen? The next one. Say it again. Wow. Stage 6. Oh, no. Stage 5. Beautiful. Honor the person when he cannot see or hear you honoring him. Number 6. The 6th stage of honor is to present sacrifices
to the person you are honoring. Sacrifices. Now, sacrifices, offerings, sacrifices, precious things. And you can see this is a late stage. It's stage six. But it's even higher than that. Malachi chapter 1, verse 6. A son honoreth his father. And again, you can see we've done stage up to five stages. When you say a son honoreth his father, all those are included. Yes. A son honoreth his father. He does all these five. He listens to him gladly. His subjection changes. He acknowledges him. When you something and say that my father. Yeah. My father made me work. My father did this. And that is why today I'm here. My father shouted at me early in the morning. He shouted at me and blasted me. I acknowledge my father. To just, oh, I made it in life because I studied at Harvard. I did this. You are no nothing. You are a crocodile mouth. A long nose. Don't push me. I said, don't push me. Okay. I'm taking my time. A son honoreth his father and a servant his master. Okay, if I be a father, where? You see, where means I can locate it. I can see it. I can say, here it is. Here it is. This is my honor. And if I be a master, where is my fear? Says the Lord. O priest who despise my name. And you say, wherein have we despised you? This morning I told you about people who like arguing. Isn't it? That when you get to heaven, what will happen to you? They will naked you. They will naked you and tell you your diagnosis sharp. One time. Don't try your arguments there.
Don't try.
Is your neighbor argumentative? Okay. Then he said, where, you say, wherein have we despised your name? We have not despised your name. You don't know what you are talking about. Verse 7. You offer polluted bread on my altar. And you say, wherein have we polluted thee? In that you say, the table of the Lord is contemptible. In that you say, the table of the Lord is contemptible. Now listen, how many have ever had bread in the house? The bread went bad. No, like it was becoming rotten inside. When you open, you can smell that it is rotten. I mean, how many have had that before, since you were born in this human world? Raise your hand. Now, it's time for you to go to the chapel to present your offering. And you have in your house four loaves of bread or six for the household. You open this one, you see this one is spoiled and this one is spoiled. So let's take this. You call your son, Jack. Offerings. So you give him the two panel that are spoiled. And you say, hold this one. We are taking it to the church. Yes. I say, you offer polluted bread. And you're asking me, where is my respect? You see, God is the one who sees that the bread is polluted. Yes. But on the outside, it may not look polluted. Recently, I saw some bread in my house. I thought it was normal bread. When I look, I realized it's gone. Gone. I would have eaten it because it looks the same. You got to smell and you say, whoa, this thing is old. Not just old, not just expired, but it's spoiled. Okay? Now, verse 8. Beautiful. Now, if you offer the blind for a sacrifice, is it not evil? If you offer the lame and sick, is it not evil? Offer it to your governor. Give it to a living person who is going to eat it practically. And see whether he will be pleased and accept thy person, says the Lord. Look. Verse 9. Now I pray you that you'll be gracious. So let's go back to verse 8. Beautiful. People have a way of offering to God rubbish. And you see, when you are a human,
being like a governor, you immediately see that this is not a good animal. It's one eye. It's gone. One eye. It's only like this. And it's moving. A goat with one eye.
Going to the left.
It's going to the left. Always going to the left. Oh, have you seen a three-legged dog that is... So you bring your offerings to God. Three-legged goat. One that the car has to walk over the leg. One day I visited a brother who had a lot of goats in his house. And then I heard coughing. You know, I never knew that goats cough like human beings. We were there for about 2 hours. That's when I understood this verse. Because I realized that if we are going to church, let's take one of the goats. Which one is coughing? This one. Bring this one. Let's take it. This is coughing. This coughing. Offer it to your governor. I went somewhere to do fundraising. The pastor were telling me after that we don't have disposable income. That's why we couldn't give. Disposable income. What is disposable income? It means rubbish. Maybe I'm an essential student, so I don't understand English. Disposable income. We don't have any disposable, what do you call it? Something that we can throw away. Yeah. We don't have something that we can throw away. So that's why I said that if it is the governor, offer it to him and see whether he'll be pleased with it. Now you see, you can teach this to people to the point where people will always come and honor the man of God in a certain way. So when you go to certain churches, you see that the pastor may have so many cars, he cannot even use them. So many things, because the people have been taught how important it is to honor, which is, again, to me, is only one aspect. But it's also an absent aspect in most of the church. So for me, I'll teach my children. But I know my children, it's not about money. Okay. It's not that you have something. Yeah. But I'm teaching you something that is good.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. How to honor. And that there are stages in honor. Are you listening?
Yeah.
Yes. Don't miss out on that part.
Right.
Yes. Don't miss out on that part. Because 1 Samuel 2:9 says that if you honor me, those who honor me, I honor.
Yeah.
And those who despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Yes. They shall be lightly esteemed. You despise God's servants. And you don't respect him, your respect will be very low. And a lot of people don't have much respect in life. And they wonder why they are not getting much respect. You know that in an organization, the highest person, you can't easily earn more than the highest person. So what people don't realize is that it's better that the highest person goes higher. Yeah, because if the person goes higher, it makes everybody else go up higher. That's what people don't realize. But you see, when the mind doesn't think too far, that's why you see unfortunate things in Ghana, where we have presidents, where people argue about what a president should have. It's very shameful. When you have a past president and he's being almost embarrassed about, I mean, what he should have, whether he should stay here, he should be here, he shouldn't have this. It's so embarrassing. But what we don't realize is that as you are scratching the top, it's scratching everybody below who will never be honored. Yes, because if you embarrass the highest place, you have brought everybody under him down. And the future ones too down. It's a shame.
Yeah. So, very important to learn, you know. I'm teaching you stages of honor. Stage number 7, the last stage. Fantastic. Beautiful. I think we have a lot to chew on. 7th stage of honor is to honor a person for eternity. Yeah. And that one cannot be compared. Mark chapter 14. Now, being in Bethany, there was a woman with an alabaster box. Remember that story. And there were some which had indignation within themselves. And they said, why was this waste of the ointment made? Verse 6, Jesus said, leave her alone. You have the poor always with you. Verse 9, and no, I like verse 8. She has done what she could. To me, this is a great verse because, you know, she couldn't do much. You get what I'm saying? She couldn't do much. But she has done what she could. Amen. And verse 9. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this that she has done shall be spoken of, and is being spoken of this evening.
Wow.
Yeah, Jesus honored her for all eternity. You see, there are people that are honored. Let's take Peter. Let's take Matthew. Small writing that he wrote. His topic was Jesus Christ. It's every day we mention his name, including today. Some of us have written books. When would the books even be? People, how far would this book go? Peter, the small pamphlet like this. This is what I saw. No, that's it. People are printing free of charge around the world in every language. It's amazing, no? A tax collector. All over the world. So honor, there is a touch. God can touch you. You see, there are people who have lived and their ministries are not remembered much. But some, their ministry goes on and on and on. Like John Wesley. It's like that. Hard continuing honor. Yeah. People mention, they mention Wesley girls, Wesley grammar, Wesley this, Wesley that, without even thinking. Wesleyan society, Wesleyan is honored and honored and honored and honored and honored and never allowed anything to be done in his name. Yeah, never. There was nothing in his name. He refused even the name church, Methodist church. No, it was after he died, they said, okay, it's a church. He said, we'll not break away from the Anglican church. He was very loyal. Yeah. But after he said, look, Charlie, it's a church. May you be honored for all eternity by God. May God touch your life and honor you for all eternity. In the name of Jesus. William Booth. I've been mentioning his name a lot in recent times. 1904, I think he died. 1904, 1907. And 150,000 people came to his funeral, including the Queen, Queen Mary. She took a last-minute decision to attend his funeral. 150,000 in England in 1907. So check it for me. 1904, 1900, whether he died, when he died. Oh, yeah. Amazing. Up to today, we are mentioning his name. 1912. Yeah. Huh? And Queen Mary, when she saw the people that were coming to her, she took her last minute to attend. Yes. And when she came, she was made to sit with the ordinary people. In those days, you couldn't do a commoner. She was made to sit with them, the queen. And she sat by a prostitute who had been saved. Yeah. And the person told her that, you know, he cared for people like us. Eh?
Wow.
Yeah, he cared for people like us. Yeah. He cared for people like us. It's 2017 or 2018. We are mentioning his name still. So it's when God touches a life and he says, this life will be honored. Yes. That's when the life is honored. And you may make a tombstone, you may make a plaque, you may make back memorial, something, memorial. But you see that it's finished. May you have an eternal weight of honor and glory on your life. In Jesus' name. Stand to your feet. Stages of honor. Is it fantastic? Stages of honor. Number one. To acknowledge or to notice someone. Number two. To listen to someone gladly. Number three. To change your behavior or to be in subjection to somebody. And number four. Number five. Stage five. Stage five is what? To honor someone. That's an interesting one, isn't it? He can't see, but you are honoring. People can't see. Yeah. People can't see. But the honor is flowing. That's real honor. Not that what is done just to impress people. Show. There's a song with show. Is it the same show? Show. I hope it's not standing for honor. All right. And then the next one, stage six. To present offerings, sacrifices, and precious things to the person. Not coughing goats, blind, one-eyed cats, one-eyed dogs. Three-legged sheep. And number seven. Honor a person for eternity. Lift your hands. Father, thank you for the blessing of honor. You've taught us how to honor and the stages. We worship you. And we give you thanks and praise for this. In Jesus' name we pray. Bless our hearts, Lord, to listen gladly, to be in subjection to honor when we are not being observed, to change our behavior, to notice and acknowledge people that you have called us to acknowledge, to reverence the agents, show them respect, to sacrifice, to do all the things. We thank you. Bless all these children that they will also be honored. Make them fathers and mothers who will be honored by children and by servants and by workers and by sheep and by members, Lord. Thanks for your blessing that you give us today. In Jesus' name, revive our hearts, Lord. Cause us to do what is right and brings honor and glory to your name forever. We give you thanks, Lord. We give you praise, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As every head is bowed, every eye closed, if you are here, you don't know Jesus as your Savior, Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to God. If you are here like that, raise up your right hand and I'm going to pray with you. I want to give my life to Jesus today. Pray for me. Pray with me, Pastor, and I'm going to pray with you. That I, if that is the case, I want you to lift your hand up high like this. God bless you. God bless you. If you've lifted your hand, this is a very important time. I want to pray with you. If you've lifted your hand, come to me in the front here. Come all the way to the front here. I want to pray with you. God bless you. Come on to Jesus. Let him have his way. your blessing of salvation that you've given to us today. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dykewood Mills, please visit our website at www.dykewoodmills.org. God richly bless you.